signal. That's what I get when I call you.
Wait, you're listening to Super Radio Maniac Fun on WGXC Youth Radio. All right. Where's the emphasis? Is it Acre Catskill?
Catskill, and Hudson.
Acre, Catskill. I don't know these places, so I didn't know
I
if that
know,
was like
a weird little town.
Oh, okay, I got it, okay. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and you're listening to Super Radio Maniac Fun on WGXC Youth Radio, 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Common Ground is a private, not-for-profit organization offering dispute resolution services to the people in Columbia and Greene counties. Common Ground provides trained mediators who work to resolve the differences between two or more participants on issues including family, housing, business, workplace, school, and neighborhood disputes. The mediation process is informal, private, confidential, and voluntary. For more information, please contact Common Ground at 518-943-0523 or on our website www.commongroundinc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine A. Lady of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
It's just me, myself, and I.
I look at you, say, why? It ain't no fighting, it ain't no stopping. Please stick around. The only way I put my fist, I do, I bust my hip for your affection. Tryna be down. No fighting, stick around. Wish I was the type of girl that you take over to mama. The type of girl I know you fellas and be proud of. Be proud of, I'll be proud of, I'll be proud. You know, so wanna be the type of girl you take over to mama. The type of girl I know you fellas they be proud of. I'll be proud like, I'll be proud.
Welcome to Clubhouse.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The latest national outrage about police treatment of a black American comes from New York. 2 days after The Appeal revealed a Rochester police body camera video of an incident from March when Daniel Prude was complying with police when they knelt on his back and pushed his face to the ground, stopping his breathing. A week after the incident, he was dead. Joe Prude told The Appeal, and I quote, "That was a lynching. That was cold-blooded murder. My brother was a loving individual. He was a likable guy and a damn good brother. He made people laugh. He brought joy to people. He didn't deserve what happened to him," end quote. As that story goes viral, the Times Union reports New York State Police have reopened their investigation of off-duty Cohoes Police Officer Sean McNone's firing of his service pistol in Essex County and his claims that a black male shot at him first. The district attorney originally said there was not enough evidence to indict McNone, who has since retired. But after a Times Union story highlighted many incongruities in McNone's story, it is now getting a second look. Meanwhile, in Hudson, police reform has gone slowly, with the union contract blocking any shrinkage Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson might want. Apparently, Johnson is also battling gossip. Johnson wrote on Facebook September the 3rd, and I quote, "I want to take a short moment to clarify a falsified executive order that is going around. We are working well with the Hudson Police Department on reforms. Our reconciliation committee is preparing next steps to advise me of what our force will look like in the future. Better for the community and better for officers. I've had no contact with the county sheriff's office, but would love to join the county's police reform committee. We stand with our officers, but at the same time, we realize that we have a system that needs change." End quote. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. While volunteer fire departments statewide struggle to recruit new members, the Chatham Fire Department increased its membership by 20% during the past 2 years. The increase in the number of volunteers is attributed to an award-winning recruitment campaign that featured fire department members portrayed as, and I quote, "neighbors, friends, and relatives," end quote. The Firemen's Association of the State of New York, September 2nd, presented the Chatham Fire Department with the Recruitment and Retention Award in recognition of the department's recruitment campaign as the best in the state. FASNY President John Farrell, Jr. said, and I quote, "The Chatham Fire Department recruitment success is greatly attributed to their thoughtful approach to raising awareness and welcoming new members to the service. Their growth over the past 2 years has been consistent despite hardships presented by the COVID-19 pandemic," end quote. Recruitment coordinator David Labau worked with photographer Peter Zander and artist Doug Welch to create the campaign. Labau accepted the award presented by FASNY Recruitment Chairman David Glenn. The Chatham Department serves the village of Chatham as well as parts of the town of Ghent, Kinderhook, Austerlitz, and the town of Chatham. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The state Senate Democratic candidates from the Hudson Valley September 3rd released their list of legislative priorities. The agenda is backed by a mix of incumbents, including Senators James Scopus, Peter Harkman, and Jen Metzer, as well as candidates Elijah Relcom Melnick, Karen Smyth, and Michelle Hinchy. The measures backed by the candidates and lawmakers include the encouragement of manufacturing and distribution of personal protective equipment, while also shifting the economy's focus to small businesses. At the same time, they also back enacting new protections for nursing homes, which have been devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Foundation aid for Hudson Valley schools should be fully funded, and the region should have a greater share of the Department of Transportation's capital fund. They are calling for the property tax system to be overhauled so there is less of an emphasis on seeking revenue from middle class and older property owners. The Democrats called for a continued focus on reducing the state's carbon footprint and preserving open spaces. Farmers should be given better incentives, including a minimum wage housing credit for workers and expanded markets for New York products. Broadband should be universally available, and the New York State Bridge Authority should be given more independence. Along with Long Island, maintaining control of the Hudson Valley is key for the Democrats to hold on to the Senate majority. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the drunk hunting standard in New York became more strict this week as legislation sponsored by State Senator Anna M. Kaplan took effect on September 1st. The change decreases the amount of alcohol that must be present in a person's system for that person to be considered intoxicated while hunting. Kaplan said, and I quote, "If you're too drunk to drive a car or a boat, then you're too drunk to pick up a gun and go hunting. This is a common sense measure that corrects the law so that the standard for intoxication is the same whether you're driving, boating, or hunting, end quote. The bill amends the environmental conservation law to change the drunk hunting standard from 0.10 to 0.08 to conform with existing state laws on driving and boating while intoxicated. Kaplan said, and I quote, "If you're drunk while handling a gun, you're putting yourself at risk and countless others nearby. The new law just makes sense to protect New Yorkers from a dangerous accident with a gun," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a sunny Friday afternoon with a temperature high near 78 degrees and a northwest wind at 5 to 9 miles an hour. It will be mostly clear tonight with a temperature low of around 52 degrees and a northwest wind at 3 to 8 miles an hour. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 53. It will be mostly sunny on Sunday with a high near 76 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 59. And on Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. And Monday night, mostly clear with a low of around 61. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM Radio. For Open Ears in Green and Columbia Counties.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
You were just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our tracks program. Welcome back to Close Radio. This is Tyla and
DJ WIC.
And we're also here with
Elliot Matos.
And I just want to let everybody know that all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parent Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
So we're here with special guest Elliot Matos. He's the organizer of the Hope for Humanity Rainbow Pride Parade happening Saturday, August 1st. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a New Yorker. I was born in Manhattan, grew up all over Long Island, Hamptons, Bronx. Now I'm here in Catskill. I recently moved here from living in Amsterdam. And I was living there for 8 years, and yeah, I love it up here. This is where I wanted to be after I moved. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm from Bronx, New York, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll start getting in with the questions.
Okay.
You know, what is your purpose for organizing this event?
Well, I'm a queer advocate. I'm part of the queer community. I have been since I was, well, forever, since I was a little kid. But I guess I came out when I was 21. And ever since when I came out, I started working for gay and lesbian organizations, stores and everything in Manhattan. And I just wanted to do something for the queer community. But then I kind of feel like we need to move it forward. And it has to be for everyone. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes down to it, we all have our queerness or our uniqueness, or so it has to be for everyone. So that's why we did the Hope for Humanity, especially during these COVID days. We just felt like something like that would be important. And we said Rainbow Pride because the rainbow encompasses everything. So, you know, that's why we wanted to do it. Yeah,
I hear you. Like, what are different ways that you think LGBTQ plus people can express themselves?
Well, it's interesting because LGBTQ people plus people have always expressed themselves artistically. A lot of times we're shunned by society, so we want to express ourselves as loudly as possible. And I just think that we can be a little bit more, I don't know, open to discussing with people who are not like us. I think a lot of social activity, working with groups like the Clubhouse and working with other groups is important for LGBT people. I like that, to see that happen more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Definitely. What do you want to accomplish by the end of this event?
I want to see people having a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Yeah. And I want people to recognize that there's a community here in Catskill that's accepting of whoever and whatever you are. Mm-hmm. The color of your skin doesn't matter. Who you want to be with and who you want to love does not matter. What matters is that you're living here in Catskill and you're part of our community.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of acceptance, why is it important for LGBTQ plus people to feel and be accepted?
Well, we're so shunned by certain parts of society, mm-hmm. Historically too. That we need to get over that. And I mean, people are hurting. And it's not only LGBTQ people, we see a lot of people are hurting in races, you know, like in the black race and the whites. And you know, it's happening. And I think we just need to, everyone needs to show acceptance to each other. We need to get over ourselves is what we need to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you done any events like this before?
Yes. Yeah. I was active in Manhattan when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
There was the murder of a young boy named Matthew Shepard, and I helped organize a candlelight vigil with the Anti-Violence Project in Manhattan and the LGBTQ community center.
Mm-hmm.
And that candlelight vigil ended up becoming a historical march where we were all arrested and a lot of people were hurt. But it became historical because it was, since Stonewall, it was one of the biggest marches in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it sparked a whole bunch of marches afterwards. So from there, I moved to Burlington, Vermont. And in Burlington, Vermont, I was part of, there was a homeless, queer homeless youth shelter that I worked with. And It was so interesting because I was working with them, and then we decided that at the same time, civil unions was being passed. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I wanted to really be part of a big celebration for that. So we reformed, because it had already been existed, Vermont Pride Committee. Mm-hmm. And we worked on the committee for 3 years. Throwing one of the biggest celebrations for the queer community in all the state. So yeah, this is something that I do.
Yeah, that's really great, and yeah. I appreciate you for doing that.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is very much appreciated.
Yeah, I love that you appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your connection to Catskill? Because I know you did a diversity march here last year, I believe.
I did the diversity march just this year, actually. It was March 5th. It was the weekend before, 2 weeks before the COVID hit. Mm-hmm. It was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to do something like a pride, mm-hmm. but I wanted to do it earlier in the year, and I didn't want to do a pride. I wanted to do something that just highlighted diversity, mm-hmm. which is my main point. I feel like we need to focus on LGBTQ, mm-hmm. but we also need to go beyond it a little bit more. And so I created the Diversity March to for people who are like seniors, who mm-hmm. are constantly put down in our society. Seniors are definitely autism awareness. I really wanted to highlight that. So that was what the Diversity March was for everything as well. Mm-hmm. So when I moved here about 2013, I started moving here. I had my own business in the Netherlands, so I had to fold it. But in 2013, I started moving here, and I started recognizing that there was room for me to express that and to create show community. So that was my connection. And I have to say the Catskill Village Board were really behind me immediately. When I said that I wanted to do the Diversity March, they were so happy about it. Mm-hmm. And they are 100% behind this as well. So it's nice to see that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So as a member of the community, like, how did you and like how do you still deal with homophobia, and how do you suggest other people deal with it?
It's really interesting because I do medical transport, and I take people in wheelchairs to and from doctor's appointments, and often someone will say, "Oh, well, that's gay," and I'm just like, "Yeah," you know, and I think what happens is it's like, a lot of the ignorance, I don't fit that mold of the ignorance, you know. They expect me to be like, you know,
yeah,
which definitely. I am, honey. I am like that, but I don't always express it all the time because I am who I am, and that I'm multifaceted. So it's not just that. So when I tell them that I'm gay, or they see my rainbow sticker mm-hmm. in my car, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, okay. And then I break down that wall for them, and they're like, I can't tell you how many served in the army or something like that. What are you? You're a veteran. Mm-hmm. So there are many times I take people to the veteran hospital up in Albany. And these are guys who are, you know, macho guys.
Yeah.
And their walls break down. And they're so kind. And they're like, well, you know what? I fought for your freedom to be gay. And I am so happy that you're open. And I'm like, really? You know, like, yesterday and just today, I got a call from the chief of the fire department. And he's like, we have LGBTQ people in our firemen, mm-hmm. firewomen. He's like, we support them. He's like, and he was so genuine and so like open. I'm like, you don't expect this. And I deal with it by being open and honest with people about it. Mm-hmm. I don't get upset anymore unless someone's just like, they throw out a derogatory. I'm like, whoa. Yes, and then I go like this, and I'm like, let me tell you. And I do that. And I'm like, yeah. No, because they don't expect me to do that. And they're like, oh. Yeah. And I'm like, you really want to with me? You know, and they're like, oh, okay, they stop. Yeah. So that's how I deal with it. I confront it. I'm not bashful. So, but I also don't want to get into, I don't like altercations. I don't like fights, but I'm not going to back down either, you know? So, yeah.
Like, there's like a lot of it in the high school I go to now. Like, that came out back in December 2019. And it's like, I have like, a lot of supportive friends, but like, you know, they're like, you know, they still go around seeing like some like friends or stuff. So I'm like, I sent them like a text message yesterday. I'm like, y'all need to like slow down on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to like, not do that. If you're, like, I think we have to like be a little more distant if you're not going to be 100% supportive and you're going to go around like, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to let them know that, you know.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing is exactly what should be done. Like, you have to let them know. Yeah, when we come out, it's starting to that healing of accepting ourselves. And once we start accepting ourselves and we find love with ourselves, we're radiating that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just hard. It is. It's a struggle. And I still deal with it. I mean, I was on Facebook today and I'm on a group that we were talking about the word queer and how the word queer is really hurtful for some people. Mm-hmm. And I use it a lot, but I used to hate it. I remember when the captain of my football team, I won't say his name, but I remember when he was just like, I'm no effing queer, you know, and he said it to me and it was so disgusting. I think we were maybe, we must have been junior, so he was junior varsity. And he said it and I felt so like hurt. And now I'm like, I use the word queer like it's nothing because I've gone past that. I've learned a lot of love for myself, but I also have to, and that was one of the things on the Facebook thing that I was recognizing, is that I also have to realize that just because I'm over it, no, not everyone's over it, mm-hmm. you know? And I have to start being a little bit more aware of my verbiage.
Yeah.
And verbiage is so important, mm-hmm. you know? How we talk, how we say things, what we say, but how you say it, you know? So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm learning still.
I think a lot of the time we grow up and people put like negative connotations behind certain words. And at that time we're like, ew, I don't want to use that word. I don't like that word. Cause when they use it towards me, I become, you know, like sensitive about it. But I guess as we grow up and start to accept ourselves, we actually like find out, like figure out the meaning of the word and how we can take it back and use it for ourselves. Then I feel like we feel better about it. But of course other people are still going through that part. So, yeah.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it. And I feel like there are certain words that are just really historically not words that we should be using at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's some words that is just like, oh, that's not a word that should be even.
Yeah.
But there are other words that they have a different meaning and then it was used as derogatory, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's still a learning curve for all of us, I think, you know? But I think things like this, a parade which shows unity, is uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to do. I like to uplift people. I don't like to talk down to people. I don't like people to feel badly about themselves. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel good about yourself after hanging out with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want you to be like, oh, wow, if he could do it, I could do it. You know, and or something like that, you know? Or so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the event route, like, how do you measure the success of like, your events?
The vibe. It could be small. It could be like five people. This is one of the things I learned, like going to a club party, because I'm really active in the nightclub scene, the gay nightclub scene, around the world. You can have five people on a dance floor, and they could be having the best time of their lives, and it just makes you smile, and that was the best party that you've ever been to. So to me, it's the vibe. It's not about how many people. It's about how respectful people are and how many smiles you can see.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you hope to see and or experience on Saturday?
I'm kind of letting the universe show me unfold itself, or let it all happen. I know that we're gonna have nice weather, so that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
I just want to see, like I said, people smiling. I want to see, I would like to see a diverse group of people.
Hopefully you do. I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah, I'd like to see a diverse group of people. I don't, I'd like to see just, you know, a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and having fun and enjoying the day, you know. Mm-hmm. And then walk away and then, like, I can't wait for next year.
Yeah.
Now we're reaching the end of our segment. Sorry to, like, stop you guys. Like, we're going on a flow and got a good vibe going on, but we're starting to reach the end of our segment. So,
okay, let's go. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I really...
We enjoyed having you guys. Very inspirational. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At any time you guys want to just talk, I'd love to do that.
you know, like, really enjoy what you do. Appreciate it, you know.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say before we end the segment?
No. I'm you know, tomorrow it's exciting at noon.
Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to have to end the segment here. We'll catch you next week. And I'm pretty sure we'll be resuming our Black Lives Matter. So, see ya.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cornell University plant pathologists have identified a new fungal pathogen that could affect apple orchids statewide, according to a new study. The new fungus, called bitter rot, causes brown lesions on apples, which makes them unappetizing to consumers and for growers impossible to sell. Serjan Akimovic, the study's senior author and a senior extension associate at Hudson Valley Research Laboratory, which is part of Cornell's AgriTech, said the fungi has been found in Columbia and Greene counties. Regular fungicide treatments in orchids help prevent apple losses. Bitter rot in New York State can take on an average of 14-25% of the crop every year, according to the study. New York is the second largest producer of apples nationwide. It produces an average of 29.5 million bushels of apples annually. Some apple varieties, such as Honeycrisp and Empire, are more susceptible to fungi than others, Amovic said. The study also looked at predicted weather patterns. Akamovic said, and I quote, "We did see a rising trend where we see more frequent rain events in the summer that basically overlaps with really hot and humid weather that really favors these pathogens. What we predict is that with global warming triggering climate change, the northeastern part of the U.S. is going to get really hit hard with these different pathogens. The climate is changing, and it's allowing them to move more north." End quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Excessive speed on town roads continues to be a problem in Ankrum, and town officials are looking for ways to deal with the dilemma. In 2019, the town purchased two Evils radar speed signs while also recruiting help from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and the state police. Those measures worked, and the town recorded an all-time high of 594 traffic-related court cases that year, a 25% increase over 2018. However, Supervisor Art Basin said at the town board's August meeting that speeding remains, and I quote, "a serious problem," end quote. Basin said he's considered the idea of putting up cautionary signs on County Routes 8 and 8A in Ankrumdale, but he was not optimistic that any signage would stop the speeding. He has also been talking to County Sheriff Dave Bartlett about paying deputies to do speed control. Basin also urged the board to consider buying two more radar signs. Board members David Boyce, who is also Ankrum Fire Chief, attributed more accidents to alcohol than speed, but he did acknowledge that since the pandemic started 5 months ago, local, and I quote, "roadways have been quite a bit busier. There have been more accidents and congestion," end quote. Basin promised to present at the next meeting more information on the radar signs and the details of the kind of stakeout deal he could make with the sheriff. The board will next meet September 17th. A public hearing on the 2021 tentative town budget will be held via Zoom at 6:45 p.m., and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. CNY Central is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo September 3rd announced the state will launch an online dashboard to track COVID-19 tests in individual school districts. Districts will be required to provide the State Department of Health with daily data on the number of people who tested positive for the coronavirus in each of their schools. They must also provide a link to the dashboard on their district website. The requirement will take effect Tuesday, September 8th, and the dashboard will be available the following day. Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker has communicated with school districts statewide about the reporting requirement, and you can read the full story at cnycentral.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that it is legal to cast both an absentee ballot and one in person in New York. President Donald Trump suggested this week in North Carolina that voters cast both a mail-in ballot and one in person. That would be illegal in North Carolina and most states, but not in New York. Albany County Board of Elections Commissioner Rachel Blee said, and I quote, "Once you're issued an absentee ballot, you can choose to vote in person, and we will discard the absentee ballot," end quote. Election officials compare absentee ballots to poll results here, and if a person voted twice, the absentee ballot is ignored and the in-person vote is counted. Earlier this year, Albany County District Attorney David Soares urged voters there to vote in person if they'd already voted by mail for his opponent. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a great day and a safe Labor Day weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
So, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Popcorn.
It's your boy, Walter White in the building.
And we got...
Up Next Projects.
So, we're back here with your weekly rap radar. So, we got Next Projects, DJ Walter White, DJ Popcorn in the building. Now, the thing is, we gotta talk about some rap. So, who y'all been looking out for?
Set it off, Next Projects.
Alright, so today we're doing a little throwback.
Okay, so we're doing a throwback this week. Okay. I like this.
Love to see a throwback.
It's my speed right here. Yeah, yeah, there I go. DJ Walter White in the building, you know what I mean? I'm here. We here in Rap Radar, Mixed Projects.
DJ Popcorn.
And we about to get into it with the Rap Radar. She going to do the throwback joint today. Then we're going to get it. It's going to blend into the new school. So this is how we going to do it. So tell them how you want to do it.
So today we're going to do a little bit of Nas. What y'all know about Nas?
Nas, my boy. I've been with Nas since he was 17, spitting Illmatic, first album.
Mm.
Life's a B, and then your D-I-E. That was my joint.
Ooh. Okay.
What you know about Nas? Because, bruh.
Oh.
You got, tell me what you know about
she got,
Nas.
She got it from her mom. She got it from her
I know Mom Dukes put you on.
Let her have it. Let her have it. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's my mom's husband.
Her mom put her on.
I know Mom Dukes put you on.
Yeah.
I know she's a super Nas fanatic.
All right. So.
What she was playing for you? What song she was playing for you around the house?
Well, one of my favorite songs by him is If I Rule the World.
Oh, Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big wave right there.
Mm, what a wave. What a wave. So, we're going to get right into this one. Let's not skip any time. And we're going to see y'all after the song.
It's Nas featuring Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World. You already know. Boom. Rap Radar, you dig?
Smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tribe of Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
story, how the thugs live in worry, duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pigs, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced, flip the A stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a brother having If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the
If I ruled the world.
Imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world.
Still living for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the world.
Imagine that.
I free all my sons.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
If I rule,
if I rule the world, if I rule the world.
Baby. Okay, that yeah, was. Yeah,
that was. Turn me up a little bit, you heard?
Yep, yeah, yeah.
That was Nas. Future and Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World on your rap radar today. And that was picked by
Next Projects.
Excuse me.
I mean.
All right, what's the next one? What are we on? We still on the radar. What's going on?
Okay. So, go ahead.
Next, we got my girl Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh. J-Lo, still looking good, too.
Yeah.
At her big age.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fit.
She's been doing good for herself. She's very well.
What song you playing?
Jenny from the block.
Because you know, Shanti, my homegirl Shanti, you know, she wrote a lot of J-Lo records. But I ain't trying to take nothing from her because, you know, but I'm just saying, got to put you on. Shanti wrote a lot of that. I don't know if she wrote Jenny from the Block, though. This is a dope wave right here.
Yeah, I don't know if she wrote
She's from the Bronx, too.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J-Lo, the whole Bronx.
You know?
Rap played on.
Yes, sir.
About to play that Jenny from the Block, J-Lo.
So. What we got right here, we got Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez, and we're going to play it, and I want y'all to enjoy it.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
BX.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stand.
L-O-X, yeah. J-Lo, yeah, yeah. Yo, we off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air. Yeah, we at the airport out. D block from the block where everybody air forced out. With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
From living color to movie scripts, to all the six, to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amount's rolling. I'm real, I thought I'd. What you get is what you see.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
I'm down to earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much, I'm in control and loving it. Got me laughing, kid. I love my life and my public. Put God first and can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Cash checks, so don't be fooled by the rocks that I got the assets.
You get back what you put out, even if you take the good route, can't count the hood out.
After a while, you'll know who to blend with. Just keep it real with the ones you came in with.
Best thing to do is stay low. Lox and J-Lo, they act like they don't, but they know.
They can't get a penny from the block. And at the end of the day, she's still just Jenny from the block.
Yeah. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. I know where I came from.
So that was Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
What y'all think of that?
Yep. I mean, I would tell you if I. All right. I used to love that song, though. That was one of my joints. And I used to have the super big crush on J-Lo, too. Word.
You know, this is a bump. This is a bump. You know, I be with my mom listening to all her songs and stuff. And this song come up, I start dancing. You feel me?
Wavy.
It's just one of those type of songs, you know?
Wavy, but
wavy. I mean, yeah, it just happens.
But I mean, so no, listen, we on Rap Radar, y'all already know. So we took y'all to the old school, so now we about to fade into the new school. You know what I'm saying? Tell them what's next.
This is Enemy.
Enemy? His name is
Eminem. Listen, it's going to be Enemy today.
No. We can't disrespect the man's name. We got to put some respect on the man's name.
All right.
Caroline, right?
It's like 2016 vibes. Like, 2016 was one of the best years. I don't know if it's specifically 2016.
It was, especially for one of my favorite rappers, Lil Uzi Vert, who was popping back then. Still is popping. Yeah.
2016 was like yesterday to me, so.
Yeah. That was good stuff, though.
That had peak music. That had peak music. Yeah. 2018 did give us Bad and Bougie, though. We did get Bad and Bougie.
2018 was high.
It was. I mean, it wasn't bad.
I can't even remember 2016. Oh, I remember Drake dropped.
Yeah. Drake was that summer vibe right there. Yeah.
He was going crazy. With I Need a One Dance.
Ooh.
He was going
summer 16. Ooh, remember that joint? Ooh.
The man was going crazy.
I was thinking about playing that today,
too. You should have played that summer 16. Wavy. We get to it next week. That's why we're here every week.
You know, but
Radar, giving you the radar. We giving you who we got on our radar every week. You heard?
So, we got this boy, Anime. Anime.
Caroline.
You define. Okay. So, we're going to get right into this one.
Man, I heard you done got you a dime piece, man.
Hell nah, man.
One of them Beyonce making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that true, man? I just want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, shit, to be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing. Fine as hell. Biggest. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
You thought.
Honey, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time. Get up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie. Don't wanna talk it out. Can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night. Decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug. Yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Sticky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty. Killer. West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300. Now keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats. Better boy, get stuck. Don't run up in my lane. I don't want you in my lane. You a lame. Get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent. Baby, I want forever. And Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
Bad thing. Fine as hell. Thick as fuck. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
What?
Honey, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a
Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night. Decaf, you see I'm a tall thug, yes I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby use the knee pad. Sticky with the sticky icky, baby give me kitty kitty. Killer, West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats, better boy get smart. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
Bad thing, bad, bad, bad.
All right. So, y'all, what you just heard?
Yup.
What you just heard was that? That was this was that M. This is that M&A.
There was a big vibe in 2016 too. That song. That song was very vibey.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, 2016 was it.
You be coming with the, I ain't gonna front. You be coming with the lit rap radar.
Yeah,
lessons.
You do.
I ain't gonna even hold you.
Once you go back down, we're gonna have you in virtually. We're gonna make sure you keep you in virtually. We're gonna keep
sir.
You in the loop somehow.
I'm gonna send y'all a little, what's it called, a little playlist and stuff. Cause y'all, cause you know,
Cause we be needing that. You
we
know,
need
what
it. All right, so before we get into this song, bro, listen, man, we gotta say the catchphrase.
Hold on, wait.
Where
Brooklyn at?
Brooklyn.
We're Brooklyn. That.
Here
Brooklyn,
we go.
Stand
22
up.
G's. This
stand
is Brooklyn
up.
Right here.
22 G's. Cash App. You heard?
Yeah, bro. So, you know what I'm saying. You see the time. You see the clock. You see your watch. You see your phone. It's time to finish the stuff, bro. So, we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next weekend every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We're going to finish out with some shout-outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Juice Branch. Shout-out to Elliot for coming on our show today, being a lovely guest. Shout out to Elliot. Shout out to DJ WIC. Shout out to DJ Ty. Also in here interviewing. Shout out Next Projects.
Yes,
DJ
yes.
Walter White. DJ Popcorn.
Shout out to the Clubhouse.
Yep. Shout out DJ Kingston. You know what I'm saying? DJ Khonsu, DJ Phoebes. Shout out to them. They're all the way out there and I forgot where they're at, but I know they're here. I know they're listening.
Shout
we
out to
love
the
y'all.
Black Lives Matter movement.
Shout out BLM. All right. So I mean,
Brooklyn, stand up.
Brooklyn stand
you already
up.
Know what it is. 22
you know what
G's,
it is.
Cash App.
And so,
Rap Radar.
It's time to get
into it.
Ruger, they came with attachments. Ain't with the chit chat, some me gon' split that, open that six pack. Now we got a back blick, you gon' kick back. Why would I miss that? This medulla, we cracked it. Been in the whip, pull up screen and blast it. I see you on the rap, say you're my name.